You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
And you are officially on the couch with Dr. Michelle. That's me. Welcome to the couch. As always, nice to have you here. As always, every Friday, live. 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. That's where we're at. Broadcasting out of the entertainment capital of the world. The crazy place. That's why I'm here. So nice to have you all. And, of course, I invite you always to call in if you'd like. The number here is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Don't let it scare you. It's just an LA area code. It won't get you. Also, what I would like to do is I would like to invite you to email me. If you have any questions, comments, or, you know, anything like that, just go ahead and email me, docmichelle, D-O-C, Michelle, at AOL.com. There's two L's in my name, docmichelle@AOL.com. If you have any questions or comments immediately, you'd like to say, what are you talking about? Or I think you're wrong or whatever. Love to hear it. Love to hear it always. And I read questions live on the air. Let me ask you something, everybody out there. Ladies, what if you knew? What if you knew how to find and keep the right man? What if you finally received information about what went wrong in your past relationships? You come on into my office and you say, what did I do wrong? What happened to this relationship? Well, guys, if you're listening, I want you to get into your it's all good mode, okay? No defensive thinking allowed today, okay? None of this, I want you to listen. Oh, you can call me. I'd love to hear from you. Because my guest today is going to tell you all about these things. He's telling the truth at the risk of being booted from the men's club. So this guy is sticking his neck out. But it's a great book. And my guest today is Greg Zane. Hey, Greg, how are you?
How you doing, Doc?
I'm great. So nice to have you on the phone.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're really going to be a great guest today. I know that because, number one, I read your book and I thought it was really interesting. I mean, interesting, like cool, informative. And, you know, it's called Woof Woof. Real Talk right? for Women About Men. You see, it's the real talk about why men do the things they do. By the way, let me also say that Greg is a Grammy Award-winning songwriter. He's a singer, producer, publisher. He also owns his own business and is, in his words, as I'm reading here, makes a living from the comfort of his home. Now, wouldn't we all like to do that?
But you all can if you want to.
Well, you're right, and you've done it. So anyway, so nice to have you on the show today, Greg.
Thanks for that.
I invite you guys to call in if you'd like and have questions for Greg and or comments at 323-203-0815. And also, I'd love it if you wanted to email me a question for Greg, bada boom, right away, and then we could ask it at docmichelle@AOL.com. Okay, the book, Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men. Woof. Are you saying that men are dogs? Are you really saying that, Greg?
Again, at the expense of losing my men's club card, yes, I am.
Uh-oh.
I am confirming what women have been saying about us for Years and years and years.
Well, I can't begin to tell you how many women have come into my office and said, he's a dog. He's such a...
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's not that bad. So,
no,
you know, it's really not.
It's not. And the reason why it's not is because people... It's always interesting how language, and English language, or should I say American language, how language can be twisted to mean certain things. Like, they don't make cat movies.
Right.
They make dog movies. Why? Because dogs, everybody loves dogs.
That's right.
We all love dogs. And it's interesting how it became a negative connotation to say that guy is a dog.
Right. Sure.
Or we've connected a kind of behavior that a guy may be exhibiting that one particular woman doesn't care for, and correlate that with the behavior of a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They're marking everything, and they want to be an alpha male, and they want to have all the women, you know.
Right, but you know, a dog is neither good nor bad, just like a man. We're neither good nor bad. We just are who we are. Now, the question, which is the biggest question and the hardest one, to, from my experience, to get women to answer honestly, is what exactly do you want? And once you're clear about what that is, pick the breed that fits that.
Well, that makes sense.
And then, right, and then train accordingly.
Right. Greg, I wanted to ask you, what made you write this book? I mean, how did you come about producing these wonderful ideas and thoughts, and which really are insightful?
Well, first of all, by being a musician, I've always been treated like a bartender, in the sense that everybody, male and female, even if I first meet them, they immediately start giving me their whole life history. And I don't know if that says anything about my personality, or they feel comfortable. I don't know what it is, but I will say that I get that all the time.
You're a good listener.
Now, I'm a good listener. I love to talk now, don't get me wrong. But I am a good listener. So people tell me what they believe, and they tell me what they feel, and we go over that. And in my and in all the things that I've done and places I've been around the world a couple of times. So all the things that I've said and done and seen and experienced has led me to two very clear and distinct revelations.
Yes.
If you will. One, I don't know anything about women.
Oh.
Two, Two, I know just about everything about men.
Okay, well, that makes you an authority then.
It helps to be a guy.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
There you go.
But to have had so many conversations year after year, lifetime after lifetime, about how we feel about everything, not just women, but how we feel about everything in the world, is, and from all different shapes, sizes, colors, religious affiliations, political leanings, all of it, I get it all the time. But I also get lots and lots of conversation from women, but I just don't claim to know anything there, so that way my mind remains open. Because the moment I say, oh, here, women are like this, then there's no opposite, or there's no contrasting viewpoint.
And it also gets you in trouble.
Big time.
So you hear a lot, and you put a lot of information out there, and I understand you decided to write your book and get some input from a lot of women and men. Ask some questions on your Facebook, which is a brilliant idea. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. What happened was I put together a Facebook page, facebook.com/woofwoofthebook. and I had a question. I posed a question because I've always wanted to write a book. And, you know, Doc, it takes a certain level of ego to say what I think people are interested in. But it takes another super level of ego to say not only what I think people will be interested in, I'm going to write it down so that so even 50 years from now people say, well, you said, yes, I did.
That's right, they'll get you.
Right. So I've always wanted to write a book, and I decided I was going to write a book, but I didn't know what I was going to write it about. Mm-hmm. So when I put together this page, I asked of all my friends on Facebook, my normal Facebook page, mm-hmm. which is Greg Sane, mm-hmm. you know, that's my normal Facebook page, and I said, if you could ask any woman, if you could ask any man, or all men in general, one question,
mm-hmm.
and get the 100% real talk, true answer, what would that question be?
Mm.
And I got hundreds.
I bet you did.
of questions. Hundreds.
That's great.
Literally hundreds. And I said, okay, here's my book.
Yes,
I've
exactly.
got to set it right. I've got to set it right because it's obvious that women have these questions and their girlfriends are giving them wrong answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they need to get why would you go to a brain surgeon and ask him how to fix the plumbing in your sink?
Right. There you go.
Why would you go there?
Right.
Just because they may have some credentials in one field.
Yes.
And why would you ask a woman a question about a man?
Mm-hmm.
It
right.
doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I said, okay, it's time for me to set it straight. And of course, I get big opposition from guys.
Of course.
You can't do this, man. we've got secrecy laws here.
Don't tell them the secrets, please.
Right. But to me, that's the problem with the male-female yin-yang dichotomy.
Right.
Because it's almost like we're constantly doing a dance.
Right, right.
We're constantly playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cat-and-mouse game. Who's going to win? And my deal is I'm not interested in that game any longer.
Right.
The world is shifting every second. The world is quickening every minute.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting to a place where we're going to have to get out of our Neanderthal, knuckle-dragging viewpoints on everything.
That's right. That's right.
So I think the first place to start, like the Bible says, charity begins in the home. Mm-hmm. Well, I think understanding and truth and wisdom begins in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And the first place where you have that is between you and your partner, be it male-male, female-female, male-female, doesn't matter.
That's true.
You have to get to a place of understanding.
That's true. Well, what? So all men are dogs? You're saying all men
yeah,
are dogs?
Yeah, okay. Every last one of us. I don't care who complains about it. You get mad, I don't care. You're just denying the truth.
Well, okay.
Because, you know,
yeah. Go ahead.
But men
mm-hmm.
and dogs are neither good nor bad.
Yep.
Yeah. We're all different, just like different dogs are different.
Yeah.
But again, the key element, the first point, ladies in radio land, please listen to when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
100% honesty with yourself first about what it is you desire.
Yes.
And once you know what that is, it's like Benjamin Franklin says, if I have an hour to cut down a tree, I'm going to sharpen my axe for 50 minutes.
That's right. There you go.
It's laser proven in your head what you want. Don't go, I want a man. Well, that's easy.
Well, yeah.
I want a tall man. That's easy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You have to be specific. It's like going to McDonald's drive-thru and saying, I'm hungry. No. What exactly do you want?
Right.
Okay.
Do you want that funny yogurt or do you want the real thing?
Exactly.
You
exactly.
want that
so
Big Mac.
So that's what it comes
right.
down to. First
right.
knowing what you want.
Right.
And then when you know, then when you go into a bar, club, restaurant, library, wherever you may go
yeah.
about in your walk of life, and you come across a gentleman, and he steps up to you, and he says something,
mm-hmm.
or he gives you a look, or whatever,
right.
of course there's going to be that attraction if you are immediately attracted.
Right.
But just like getting a dog, you don't go to the pet store or the Humane Society
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, that dog's so cute, I'm taking it home.
Well, many of us
do. All the time.
Yeah, we do that. Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why you got a bad dog. Well, it's not a bad dog.
Yeah.
You just didn't do your research. You didn't pick the dog that best suits your lifestyle, where you live. I mean, why would you get a big Newfoundland? You live in a efficiency apartment.
Right, right.
You so, see what I mean?
Yeah, oh, totally. So women have to define exactly what they want first in characteristics,
right.
personality, and all that. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, and my guest today is Greg Sane. He's the author of the book, Woof Woof. Real talk about women. Real talk for women about men, rather. I'm sorry. Greg's a Grammy Award-winning songwriter, singer, producer, publisher. He does it all. And he wrote this book for women and men to say, oh, you know what? He's right. No ego, guys. It's the real thing.
So, it's the real deal.
So what makes men tick just like dogs, Greg? What's the deal with that? And no pun intended with the tick. Flea,
right,
tick,
right.
Dog,
right. Yeah, so. What makes us scratch?
Yes.
So here's why we're dogs.
Yep.
Not like dogs, but we are dogs. Not in the, you know, physical genome. But
well, sometimes.
The way we do things.
Okay.
Dogs typically love to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Men typically love to have fun. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be the fun you want to have, but it's fun to us.
Yes.
Typically, women want to drag that fun out into the woods and shoot it.
Now, when
you're talking... reason why is because women have taken on so much responsibility in their lives that they don't feel like they even have time for fun.
That's
so
true.
Why does he get to have so much fun?
So true.
Because it's all in our head. Our fun is in our head.
Mm-hmm.
I know some guys, I literally know guys, who can sit on a couch next to you and all of a sudden they're laughing. What?
Yes.
I thought of something funny that happened yesterday and that just cracked me up.
Yes.
Because we allow ourselves to have fun at all expense.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. I've had clients sitting in my office, and we're talking about something, and they go, oh, no. And I'll say, what? I just thought about something at work. It's like, hello?
Right.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, first of all, we're super fun.
Yeah.
We're super fun all the time.
Good.
All right?
Super fun.
Now, we can be serious, of course, but if we have a choice between doing something serious and quote-unquote responsible, or doing something fun, we're going to take the fun route.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Second thing. We always want to please you.
Hmm.
Just like dogs.
Oh.
Dogs are born to please. And we always want to please you, too.
Okay. That's nice to know.
Now, we may not exactly know how to do that.
Right.
Yeah. And we may screw it up sometimes.
Right.
But in our mind, in our heart, we want to please women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this may come as a surprise to most.
It
but
is.
Men
I'm shocked.
Are loyal.
Really?
Yes. We are always... Now, let me explain.
Okay.
We're always loyal to the woman that we love.
Okay.
But remember, there's a big difference between being loyal, faithful, and being monogamous. But that's a book for another day.
Okay, wait. No, wait. I want to stop you right here. I want to hear what this is about.
Okay.
Loyal, faithful, and monogamous. Those are different?
Well, loyal and faithful are synonymous.
Yes. Okay.
Faithful and monogamous are mutually exclusive.
And why is that?
Here's what
Greg?
I mean. I know this is tough. I know some people are calling already.
I'm here.
But here's how it works.
Okay.
Now, I'm telling you the real truth. Guys, you can argue if you want, but it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Monogamy is where you place your genitals.
Okay.
Faithfulness, loyalty is where you place your heart.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. I've been married and divorced. And I had no problems with my wife based on anything physical. The problems that led to our divorce came from her not being faithful. In other words, not having my back.
Okay.
When I turn my back, I expect somebody to be behind me watching my back.
Right. Right.
So when something happens to me negatively and she's standing there cheerleading or just standing, it's like I used to tell people all the time, and I tell people now, if I'm in a rowboat and you're in a rowboat with me, if we're both rowing, even if we're going against the stream, we'll get where we need to get.
True.
I don't care if people are throwing rocks at us from the bank.
Right.
We'll get where we need to get.
If you're both on the same page.
I don't care if you stop rowing.
Right.
As long as you're saying, go, baby, go, honey.
There you
Let's go, sweetheart.
Right.
Then I'm still rowing, and we'll get there.
Right.
But
right.
when you get out of the canoe and stand on the bank and commentate, or
yes,
or even if you're standing on the bank cheerleading, you're not with me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You're somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter to me if every few miles on this row you say, okay, Greg, I'm going to get out. I'm going to go sleep with that guy sitting over there.
Mm.
I may not like it, but I'm not going to leave you over it.
Really?
Especially if you show me, the respect of not flaunting what you're doing in my face.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You're...
If you do it on the sly, you go do it on the sly. But the problem is, don't bring any drama, problems, or issues to my life
right.
based on something you might do when you're not in my presence.
Hmm.
And the worst thing, ladies, you can do, now I'm not advocating that you go sleep with somebody other than your boyfriend, husband, significant other, whatever.
Yeah.
But here's what I will say.
Okay.
If you're going to do something, and you're going to do it if you're going to do it, don't come telling us about it and screwing our whole viewpoint up and our whole life up just so you can ease your guilty conscience.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but wouldn't a woman who has it together sort of not want to do that? You know,
I don't know what they would want to do,
okay.
Doc. I don't propose to try to know what people want to do.
Mm-hmm.
People want to do and do things for many different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
All I know is if you do, understand that we as men, we wouldn't leave you over that.
Okay.
What we will leave you over if you come and say, we need to talk. Whenever we hear that,
you're in trouble.
We know it's a problem. Something's about to go down and
right.
we're not going to like it.
Right.
All right?
Right.
So in most cases that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
when a woman comes to a guy and says that, she's emotionally connected to that other person.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the major issue.
Yes, exactly.
Because men, we treat love like stepping in dog crap.
Right.
It's like, ah, oh, geez, what is this? Ah, it's love.
You
ever try to scrape it off and doing everything, and then when we realize, okay, I'm in love.
Yes.
Okay, I thought about it. This is a good idea. I love this woman. Okay, I'm in love. When we say we're in love,
mm-hmm.
we're in love for life. That's
yeah.
why we never really 100% let go of those feelings. We may direct that energy somewhere else.
Sure.
But we
sure.
never let go of the feeling of love for that person.
Hmm.
So, but women, on the other hand, it's been my opinion, because
yes.
I don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Let me preface, I don't know this, but it's been my observation
mm-hmm.
that women welcome love immediately. And then they start thinking.
Ah.
So that
okay.
that juxtaposition between her getting to the point where she starts thinking
yep.
and he gets to the point where he starts loving
yep.
is when we start going in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh. That really makes a lot of sense. You know, it does. So
right, because
yeah.
women are taught, and,
right.
and we would be the same way if we were taught that
well,
way.
That's true.
But we weren't.
So that's true, Rick. Greg, I was looking at my producer here. Rick? He's nodding his head. He's going, yeah, you're right,
yep.
man.
And believe me, Doc,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be right.
Yes.
This is not about me being right. This is about me expressing my viewpoint based
mm-hmm.
on my experiences
yeah.
and giving everybody else an opportunity to express theirs.
Yes, exactly.
I wrote the book because that's the only way I can get people to see where I'm coming from, and then they can disagree, agree, come along with me on this journey, whatever
yeah.
they want to do.
Yes.
For me, it's about one thing, and that is one day
mm-hmm.
I want everybody to be on good terms.
Yeah, well, that's...
Even if those good terms mean,
right.
even if those good terms mean, nah, we didn't really quite work out.
Mm-hmm. You,
and that's
yes.
easy. That's easily done once a woman realizes what she really wants.
Right, right. And you're helping them in this book, and you're helping guys sort of open up to allowing women to learn this stuff too, right?
Yeah.
So,
be okay with saying, okay, if you're a guy and you say, I want a girlfriend
mm-hmm.
or I want a wife, but I also want five other girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be okay to say, okay, look, here's how I view the perfect relationship.
Yes.
How do you view it?
Yes.
And she should be open to say, okay, I'm not so crazy about that one. Can we negotiate? Can we make it two? Okay, How about 3.5? Okay, 3.5, done. Shake right. hands. Because that's basically what we have here.
Uh-huh.
Relationships are basically agreements.
Yes, they are.
And those agreements are based on love and respect and truthfulness and right. honor and faithfulness and whatever.
And that way there's no assumptions or misunderstandings. Everybody sort of knows where they're coming from and what they want and what they need.
Exactly. They know where they're going. They know what they want. They know what they have. And there's no game. When you take the game out, mm-hmm. then everything becomes really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because then you're with, women end up with the man of their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Men
right.
end up with the woman of their dreams. And mm-hmm. and then, if it still doesn't work out, you can say, okay, well, it didn't work out. It's cool. I'm emotionally broken up by this.
Right.
But
right.
at least I can say, okay, in time, we'll still be friends.
Yeah. That's right. That's a really healthy thing, by the way. And if you just tuned
we're
in...
We're trying to be healthy, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
that's our goal.
Exactly.
Well, I hope. My guest
right.
today, by the way, is Greg Zane. He's the author of the book, Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men. In other words, men are dogs. And we're talking about what makes men tick, or not scratch. Right. But why are men like dogs? And we've already established that men are pretty much fun-loving guys. They're super fun. They're super fun guys, right?
Right.
So, yeah, so that's what they do. And men are loyal, right?
Right.
Men want to please women, right?
Yep.
Yep, men want to please women. And let's see here.
Point.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
We have a caller on the line who wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Let's see who's up on the air. Hi, who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Good. I'm from L.A.
Good. Hello, L.A., John. I've got the man Greg Zane on the air right now, and you wanted to ask a question?
Yeah, I love the show. I love the show. I'm doing great, Greg. So I want to know what kind of dog I am.
Okay. That's an interesting point, because in the book, in the back of the book, oh, by the way, if you want the book, go to woofwoofthebook.com.
Woof, woof, woof.
Yeah, woofwoofthebook.com. Now, in the back of the book, it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing, but it's legitimate, and that is, it shows a list of the most popular breeds and also the most dangerous breeds. The reason why I put both in is because what might be dangerous to one may be popular to another.
You have
to tell me what your deal is, what you're like.
Well, I'm kind of a player. You know, I have three women right now.
Oh, God.
Going out with. And I just, you know, I want to be faithful. I really do. But, you know, I just love the ladies, you know. And so it'd be kind of fun to tell them the kind of dog I am, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, John, I'll tell you one thing for sure. There's a reason why you call yourself a player. Because women have created that moniker, and it's based on you having three women and none of them knowing about each other. Now, if all three knew about each other, you're no longer a player. You're just being who you are.
Shit out of luck.
No, you wouldn't, because there's always three other women that'll do the same thing again. That you wouldn't be out of luck. The point of the matter is, you just haven't found the woman that you believe covers all the bases. Ooh, and it's the same. But believe me, John, it's the same with women.
Yeah.
It's the same with women. So, those three women who you have in place,
right?
They may have three men each in place.
Uh-oh.
They might. Now, I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right.
Because women are the same way. You won't change your viewpoint on how many women is required to make you happy until you find that woman that shows up and she provides you with mom, sister, girlfriend, best friend, hooker. When she gives you all of those in one, two of those girls are going to disappear.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Each one provides a little bit of something.
John, are you looking for a special woman? Are you looking for a special woman, or do you just want to play around for a while?
I'm always looking for that special one, but it's tough to get the combination.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, John, let me answer that to the doctor myself. He's looking for both.
Uh-huh.
That's what all men are looking for.
Okay.
We start out looking for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that fun turns into something that we say, wow, you know, she's fun, but she's also really good with me.
Ah.
And then it turns into, wow, she's so nice. And then it turns into, wow, she understands me. Next thing you know, I love you. Oh, I love you. Because by that time, we've done enough thinking and figuring and calculating to say, okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, she probably said, I'm ready day one. And by the time she gets down into where he's at the point where he's saying, I'm ready, she's starting to think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah. So what kind
of
dog...
You had your heart broken a couple of times, too, hadn't you, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got the walls up. But, you know...
You
know,
you got to let them down, brother.
Yeah.
You got to drop
them,
brother. At some point, you got to play ball for real.
Yeah.
You got to take I'm
38 years old.
You're still a kid.
Yeah.
You got plenty of time to get your heart broken and snap back.
That's right. You got
thank you.
You do.
So
I mean, that's part of the thing.
Yeah.
You can't know hot unless you felt cold.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know what a really great love relationship is until you've had a couple of really screwy ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You know,
so jump out there now. It's just like starting a business. You're not going to win in your first business. So go ahead and get the first four out of the way. So when you get to business number five, you appreciate it and you hold on to it and you become a rich man the rest of your life.
He's right. He's really right.
Thanks, John.
So what kind of dog do you think John is, Greg?
John, I don't know, because I don't know enough about his personality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know enough about how he functions. He's just a regular old dog, from what I can see. Just, you know, he likes to have fun.
He's a mutt.
You know what I mean? He likes to have fun and just a good guy. He just just misunderstood. And he doesn't even understand himself really well yet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, guys, we spend a lot of our early part of our lives trying to do what our dads taught us to do, and that's go get a job, provide, instead of trying to find out who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So as soon as he knows who he is, then the woman of his dream is going to show up, because she's going to see him and say, that's the exact kind of dog I want right over there.
That's right.
I guess I'm lifting my leg too much.
No, you're not. You're doing what a dog does. You lift your leg and you come around to something that you want to, you sniff and you lift. That's how it works.
That's right. Yeah, but
don't try to be somebody you're not. Be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the right person for you will show up.
That's great advice. Hey, John, thank you so much for calling in. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks, brother.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for I'm going to get the book. That's a great idea for a book.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. Great
bye-bye.
Show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think he's a cool guy.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
We're all cool.
Yeah.
There's, you know, we're all crazy. Men and women, we're all nuts.
Right.
Because our moms and dads made us nuts, because their moms and dads made them nuts. But we're going into a new thing.
We are.
The world is changing.
Yes, it is.
And it's time for us to let go of the old paradigms that don't work.
It's so true.
You know, some things worked 500 years ago,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
all this stuff worked 500 years
exactly.
ago. Now it's getting to the point where we lost our minds. We're children with matches. You know, war maybe worked 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But now we're children with matches. We haven't evolved spiritually and mentally enough to handle all of this worldwide warfare crap. We need to just change our game. We
That's
need to change
so
our mind.
I agree. I totally agree.
You know, let's fall in love in the streets. Let's fall in love. Because if you're in love, you don't want to fight.
Yeah, you can't have two opposing points of view at the same time.
You can't. No. Your brain can't handle two things at once.
That's right. By the way, if you just tuned in to LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, and my guest today is Greg Sane, author of Woof Woof, Real Talk for Women About Men, the book to help women understand men better. And by the way, if you have a question or you want to, you know, add a comment to Greg's content here and or mine, you can call us here live at 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, or you can email me quick and dirty. I have a couple of email questions for you here, but
okay.
I just wanted to give that to docmichelle@aol.com, docmichelle@aol.com, and they're popping up here. And yeah, these are all women, by the way.
Right.
That's really
who I want to talk to. I wrote this book for women. I didn't write it for men. I like when men buy it because what happens is it allows us to be ourselves and learn to just be who we are.
Right.
And then, you know.
Right.
It works.
Well, this is from Karen. She doesn't indicate the city she's from, and she says, "Okay, Mr. Greg, I've been waiting.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Mr. Greg, I've been waiting since 11 o'clock to find out how I can train my man. So here we go. How do I train my man? What are some of the things that you would suggest I do?"
Okay, in the book, there's a chapter called Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may even be my second book because that's going to require a whole deal, but the first thing to train your man, and these are some really golden nuggets, so pay close attention, Karen. Do not get sucked into the craziness of thinking like a man.
Okay.
That's impossible. It's foolishness.
Yes.
Now, I'm not discounting anybody who writes a book to that degree, but you can't think like a man. You're a woman.
Yep.
So I would suggest you continue to think like a woman. And continue to act like a woman.
Okay.
Use the attributes that you possess as a woman to benefit you with the man in your life. Try doing what comes natural, what's natural to who you are.
Okay.
And you are naturally predisposed to nurture and train.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here are the four key components to training your man. Stop, look, listen, and create.
Okay.
Okay? Now, stop what? Stop trying to change his breed.
Huh.
If he's a pit bull, he's a pit bull for life.
Okay.
All you can do is take those natural inclinations, if that's what you want, because you might want a lab and ended up with a pit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the pit was cute.
He was so sexy.
Or the pit was whatever.
Right.
So sexy, that pit with that big...
That's it.
Big killer collar around his neck and gold fangs. Okay. Well, if you knew that's not what you wanted to, you know, bet your life on, you should have left him in the bar.
Right. That's right.
But if you've got a pit, then stop fighting with the pit.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you fight with him, he fights back.
Yes.
And neither of you win. Pick your battles and stop fighting with his breed.
Okay.
If you're gonna pick a fight, then fight against the fight itself. Stop fighting.
Okay.
Some things men are just going to do.
Yes.
You just need to stop long enough to see how you can take advantage of it.
Ah.
Now, let's say your man never wants to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Share his feelings, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Stop badgering him.
Yes.
When he feels comfortable enough, he'll share, but only after you stop. And sometimes it's better to be kind than to be right.
That's true.
Now, look. Be observant. We show how we feel. That's the fourth part of what makes men like dogs. Dogs don't talk to you. You know, I'm feeling pretty good today. How are you? No, the dog smiles, and he wags his tail.
Right.
If you've been running him too long, his tail's hanging down, his head's drooping, his tongue's lagging out. He's saying, he looks up at you like, can we go in the house now?
Yeah.
All right? We're the same way. We may not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but be observant of the man in your life or the potential man in your life. Pay attention. Do not get lost in the emotions of love, comfort, and security, and stop paying attention. You have to continue vigilantly looking all your relationship long.
Be attentive and be, you know, nurturing and kind and
right.
Yeah.
And also with the look thing.
Okay.
Look for the things he does right, not just what he does wrong.
Well, I think that's what women
when you're training
do.
When you train a dog, positive reinforcement works better than beating that dog over the head with a bat.
It's true.
All right? The moment you see him doing something you like, praise him.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, give us treats. Just like dogs, we like treats.
Mm-hmm.
Also, listen to your man. We want to be heard. When we do say something, we want you to hear it. We don't want you to, yeah, honey, okay.
So,
you know, because it's almost like you treat us as if we don't have anything to say.
Right.
When we say something, we mean it.
Yeah. So how would you suggest a woman kind of let you know that they've heard what you've said?
I'm sorry?
How would you suggest, to Karen, or, you know, suggest to a woman how to show a man that they are listening?
Well, first of all, pay attention when we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching a show or or reading a book or whatever, and we're talking about something, even if it's something as stupid as what we did at work today.
Yeah.
All right, because I know for me, when I'm done working, I'm done working.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Right,
but some guys bring their work home. They do. Right. They're all about work. They're working dogs, like German Shepherds and Doberman Pinschers.
Mm-hmm.
But pay attention. Mm-hmm. And if he says something that leads you to believe that he needs you to hug him,
mm-hmm.
I had a rough day today, and man, my neck, blah, 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 I can't believe, then jump up and grab his neck and start working on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to act just like a dog. He's going to lie down, he's going to pat his leg, one leg's going to be patting. That's just the way we are. We love when our partner shows that motherly thing. Come on, I know it's a bad day, come here.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Right.
My girlfriend, she knows when I'm in a bad mood or have a bad thing going on in my life, she can just come and touch me on the side of my face.
Aww.
And I'm good.
Aw, that's sweet.
I'm good.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's lovely.
Right?
So we got to stop. So the tips you suggest to train the men, especially for Karen who emailed me here, stop, look, listen to what they're saying, and what else,
right.
Greg?
Create. Stop reacting and start creating.
Ah.
When you react, you're doing exactly what you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But when you create, you're coming up with something different.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because you already know that what you've done in the past doesn't work.
Right.
All right. Otherwise, you wouldn't be trying to read this book.
That's true.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? So now it's time to create a new way of thinking, a new way of acting towards your man.
Okay.
And you cannot train properly if you're not in the creative mode. You can't be in the you have to be in the fire prevention mode instead of the fire fighting mode.
Right. Don't be defensive and don't assume and don't, you know.
Right. And don't do absolutely nothing until something happens and then you're scrambling to try to figure out how to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
You create the life you want with your man by training him to fit perfectly into the life that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Women are the good. Okay, I want to say this, Karen, and to all women listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like it or not, you are the custodians, supervisors, and high-level managers of your relationship.
Oof.
If you don't like that, I'm very sorry.
You have just lost your club membership to the man's club, Greg.
I know, but that's life. That's life. I never had a whole bunch of male friends anyway, so it's all good. My best friend is a woman.
There you go. Well, I can see why. No, I can see why.
It's your job. Yeah. However, if you do your job well, I can guarantee he will do his job well.
Yes.
Know what you want. Find the man or the breed that fits that properly, and then train properly, and you will be happy for the rest of your life. And do it every day.
Do these things.
Wash, rinse, repeat. Do them every day.
Oh.
And you'll be happy.
Yeah, well, that's, I hope, Karen, I hope he answered your question, and I think it's a great answer. And so you know, is this, you feel men who are listening right now, Greg, are going, this is so demeaning. I mean, John, who called earlier, said, you know, what kind of dog am I? He wanted to know more about himself. But do you think guys are going, this is demeaning. I'm not going to roll over and sit up for treats.
Well, nobody said roll over. But when what they're going to train you, first of all,
mm-hmm.
First of all, for Karen, if you didn't get a chance to get it, go get the book. It's at woofwoofthebook.com.
Yes.
The book itself is just stating the obvious, really.
Yes.
There's nothing demeaning about it because that's your. If it's demeaning to you, then that's your perspective of what a dog is.
That's right.
And another thing, too, your girlfriend, wife, partner, whatever you want to call her, she is not going to train you to do something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
She's not going to train you to do something you don't want to do. It's just like, I can't teach a cat to swim.
Right, that's right.
Because it goes against his very nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to teach a Labrador Retriever to guard my house.
Right.
It's against his nature. He's not a guard dog.
Right.
So she's only going to teach you within the confines of who you are.
Mm-hmm. It's really true. By the way, if you just tuned in on LA Talk Radio here, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My guest today is Greg Sane. Hopefully you've been listening for the last 45 minutes or so, because it's been a great interview. But we still have a little more time, so I have a couple of more questions here from listeners. Also, I want to remind you, you can download the show tomorrow, or you can check it out on iTunes. I'll have all the content and information for you. You can replay it, download it, keep it, iPod it, whatever you want to do. You can have it there forever in the archives of your mind and find out why men are like dogs. But it's all good. It's all a good thing.
All good.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, as soon as I get it, I'm going to download it and put it on my Facebook page, facebook.com/woofwoofthebook.
That's great.
I'm going to put it there, so if you want to, you know, like my page and mm-hmm. all of that, that would be great.
Yeah.
But another thing I want to say, too, is when I say train,
yeah,
fellas, I want you to understand,
mm-hmm.
everything that we know, if you really be honest with yourself, everything that we know as men, we learn from women. If women had not trained us differently, starting with our mom, we would lift the window when we had to relieve ourselves. We wear the same underwear
forever.
Go out in
the backyard. That's right.
We starve to death.
That's
right?
True.
My mom taught me how to cook, clean, iron. She taught me all of that. She said,
That's
I don't want
great.
You to need a woman.
That's
I
great.
Want you to want a woman.
Wow. Your mom really had it together. That's awesome.
God bless her. God rest her soul. She was
yes.
an awesome, awesome, awesome woman.
Well, that's why you're
I've
an awesome
always
guy.
Been,
yeah.
I've always been really, really close to
mm-hmm.
the women in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I only have one sister, and I love her. I mean, it's beyond belief.
That's wonderful.
She's only a year younger than me, so we grew up together
oh,
all
yeah.
through school.
Sure. So you're really connected. Yeah.
Yeah, so I have a really high level of respect for women.
Yeah.
However, I have not always been respectful
mm-hmm.
of women.
Well, that's
because
true.
We all go through that period where we forget our home training.
Sure.
And we do all kinds of stupid stuff.
Well,
but at least I had the basis
right.
of what I should be and who I should be. And my mother and father lived in the same home
mm-hmm.
until my mother passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, it was wrecked
oh,
after
yeah.
that. 'Cause he didn't know any better. He and my mom had never been more than 2 days away from each other for 48, 49
years. Oh, my
years.
Goodness. Oh, yeah. That I
right.
can imagine.
So,
that must have been horrible.
Right. Plus, they're just a good old, you know,
yes.
family.
Yes.
You know, my mom and dad, they argue loud and they love
sure.
loud. They,
sure.
they kiss in front of us and they argue in front of us. So I got a good cross-section of what a relationship is like.
Right. Right.
So,
exactly.
So understand, ladies, that you can have the relationship of your dream,
mm-hmm.
but you have to decide what that dream is.
Mm-hmm. What kind of characteristics?
You know,
what kind of man
right.
you want? Exactly. You have to define it.
Be specific.
Yes.
Be specific, and
right.
the universe will act in kind. It
Not
will bring you what you want.
Yes.
But you have to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not ready, because sometimes a great guy will show up. And then you'll be like, wow, I wouldn't expect it that quick. Well, now, I'm not ready. I got three guys on the side. I got
mm-hmm.
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly.
I don't know what to do now. You know?
Right.
So, right.
Well, she manifested it in some way, I guess, huh?
Exactly.
She was creating it in the universe some way. It was out there.
Exactly.
So,
and like I said, I put a lot of the questions that I got on
right.
Facebook.
That's
I
great.
I put tons of them in the book. So
that's
you know,
great. So
great.
They can, at the end of the book, let me just mention this briefly. We, like I said earlier, we had John call in and he said, what kind of dog am I? And we didn't really have that much information about him. You didn't get all that much information. We couldn't on the radio. It's difficult, Greg.
Right.
But
right.
you described the top 10 most popular dog breeds and the top 10 most dangerous dog breeds. So you kind of
yep.
help people, women, define the kind of man. And then throughout your book, you help them learn how to sort of train a guy. What makes
right, don't try to change us. Just,
yeah, don't
just
change
do,
him.
Yeah,
that's
just show
right.
us what you want. We'll do it.
That's, see? It's as easy
right.
as that. So easy to do. So they can get a hold of your book by going on woofwoofthebook.com, woofwoofthebook.com. And, of course, you're going to have that up on your Facebook as well. And we'll be here. We'll be here on the download and the playback tomorrow on LATalkRadio.com. All you have to do is click on my channel one page, and there I am. And click on the archive, and you can hear this interview all over again and get some schooling, girls. Learn! Learn! Greg, it's been so nice to have you here. I just really appreciate you being such a fun guest as well, and you know, willing to have the chutzpah to expose yourself to maybe stay out of the men's club and be the champion of men and women as well.
Well, I've also had men come to me and say, I really appreciate the book because my girlfriend read it and things have been different already. So I'm just glad to help, you know, because that's part of what I do. But like I said, I appreciate you having me on, Doc. Anytime, just let me know. You got my number. You can call me anytime you want.
Yep.
I'll come on and answer questions, whatever you want to do.
Or
we can just talk, have a little coffee. We can talk.
That's
no
it, though. Okay. I got your number, Greg. You're in trouble now. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Thanks so much for calling in, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
All righty, then. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
That was lots of fun. All right. Again, if you want to check it out, the book, Woof Woof, Real Talk About Women. Real Talk for Women About Men, rather. I keep saying that wrong. Woof, woof. Real Talk for Women About Men. And that's a woofwoofthebook.com. All right, that music means I gotta go. Time for CBS News. And have a wonderful day, as I always say. You can email me if you have any questions or comments about the show today. DocMichelle@AOL.com. Love to hear from you. Do take care of yourself first. That's what I always say. And then you'll be great for others. See?